This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors. Episode number 112 of the Good Neighbor Podcast is Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Tommy Davis from Gulf Coast Aluminum. Tommy, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's excited to learn a little bit more about you guys and share what you do over at Gulf Coast Aluminum. So why don't we start off with that? Why don't you share with our listeners what you do?
Yeah, we really specialize in like enhancing your outdoor living space, whether it's going to be a new enclosure or an enclosure in a pool or a screen room, just any type of a summer kitchen, any type of time you spend outside, classroom, acrylic rooms, all of the above. Pretty much that. Just mostly we specialize though in custom enclosures for different picture windows or to really, like, especially after the hurricane, helping people has mostly been enclosures as of lately.
Right. I'm sure that's picked up a bit since Hurricane Ian came through. Yeah. So how did you get involved in this industry?
Well, my dad is actually an aluminum contractor, and many summers I spent too many days out in the hot sun being like, this is never what I will do with my life.
Right. I got to do something else.
Yeah. I mean, I was bleeding all the time. So, like, you know, I remember one day I was actually, like, you know, doing like a little pact with myself and a blood soaked hand that I would not do this for a living. And went to college. Well, actually, the real story is I went to college. I got two bachelor degrees. Just stay away from aluminum. And then I started an internet marketing company. Stay away from aluminum.
Right.
And Google changed their algorithm, and I started advertising for local businesses. And I started advertising for my dad's. And at that time, 2012, contractors were, they don't know what an email was. I was trying to be like, hey, this is the future. And he's like, nah, boy, yellow book. That's how business ran. It's only yellow book. Get out of my office. And, It was a really big opportunity, to say the least.
There you go. So you jumped in and then took the reins and took over and got them in the right path in the future. So
Go ahead. My dad still owns his separate aluminum company. So
There you go.
Working with family is difficult.
I hear you. I totally agree with that. So obviously owning your own business, your journey, there's probably been some challenges or obstacles along your path that maybe you can look back at now and say, you know what? Okay, I'm in a better place now. But anything happen along your journey?
Oh, yeah. Just not knowing just the gross underestimation of what it takes to make anything happen. You just you assume X, and then after like 6 to 8 months of hard work, you're you know, a little bit enlightened too. Like, and that happened in the beginning all the time. Like every single service or new product was going to be, you know, if I only knew, like, luckily I was younger and dumber and I was willing to take the 90-hour work weeks then and grew out of that. So just pretty much any type of new service with engineering, permitting, like you don't really understand, like each municipality is different when you try to go into a new market and, just the level of the building department wants each highlighter a certain color or they reject it. And each department wants a different color for each line. So it's not designed.
A challenge.
Yeah. It's just really not designed to go through quickly. It's kind of designed to keep them happy.
Right. They got to stay in work. They got to be doing something. Right. So are there any maybe myths or maybe misconceptions surrounding the industry that maybe we could clear up for our listeners?
Yeah, there's so many. I would say one of the big ones is cut the screens in the event of a hurricane. These enclosures are designed by an engineer to withstand hurricanes. For that part, like when we do have a lot of failures, a lot of the reports came back is a lot of the roof beams weren't stitched or put together properly with the screws. So that's why cutting the screen is going to do nothing but cost you money. It's like if the screen enclosure is going down, it's not that. And then a little bit of it sticker shock. Sometimes people think they cost like, you know, $5,000. And realistically, especially with concrete, looking at 25. And, you know, lastly, a lot of the cost is really not the aluminum. It's just the logistics to be able to make something happen from raw aluminum to through a engineered process and final inspection is tremendous.
That's the challenge. Yeah. Do you see any trends within the industry currently?
Yeah. I mean, right now we're going to a lot more open view. Like, a homeowners really don't want to feel like they're in jail, especially when they, like, you know, you buy a really nice, beautiful piece of Florida real estate to go overlook the lake. And, you really want the open view so you can, like, see the lake or see whatever it is you bought that you're trying to look at in the afternoons.
So is that screen made differently then? The material?
Screen, yeah, the new screen came out. There's a polyester product. It's been on the market now for probably 12 years, but it's been rapidly accelerating recently because it enables you to span this larger picture windows, we call them, and you got to have larger carrier beams and larger posts.
Makes sense. And then the screening itself, I know there's a finer mesh per se for the quote unquote no-see-ums and things like that that they can't get through, correct?
Yeah, it's really helpful. And some of the areas in right by Naples or like any type of preserve or on the beach, you pretty much need it.
Yeah, they're gonna get in. Mm-hmm. So, are you from down here originally?
I was born in Port Charlotte, Florida. So,
wow, Florida native. Hard to find, and you've stayed down here, which is good. Mm-hmm. Some of us had to move down here from other places, but I've been down here for 30 years now. God, I'm old.
Yeah, it's like the same myself. So
it's changed a lot. It's changed a lot. That's for sure. So outside of work, when you do have a little bit of free time, what things do you enjoy doing?
Part of the reason why I stayed here is I really try to do as much boating, and I'm a free dive spear fisherman. So I really try to go off Fort Myers in the Gulf and go catch some cobia or African pompano or permit or anything down there, and just hopefully avoid the sharks. For the most part, they've gotten quite bad recently.
Right.
But that's what I try to do on the weekends when I can.
I've got that shark tracker on my phone, so I'm always watching where the big guys are at. And they're out there. They're out there a little ways, but they're venturing closer to the shores nowadays.
I'm not a fan.
Not liking that at all. So what's one thing that you wish maybe our listeners knew about what you guys do that maybe they're not aware of?
So, like, a lot of times I love helping the consumers, but, like, sometimes they call us into the project so late. Like, they've already made quite a few different decisions with the foundations or different gazebos that they added. And then we're kind of limited to, like, how we can build the enclosure, or a lot of times have a lot of drainage issues where somebody else does the foundation, and the way that they're trying to do the project with the spa, we have to do some underground tunneling, and it's quite a bit more cost. But to really look at the whole backyard as, like, a holistic approach is ideal, because you can kind of, plan better and kind of conserve a little bit of money, because sometimes nobody wants to tear down something they've already done and then the plan changes for whatever reason. So that'd be just more communication before they pull a trigger on the entire project would be
right. Ideal. So do you see more, are you doing more new business as far as new construction or remodeling?
Yeah, the new market just started picking up for us. After the hurricane, it was all hurricane work, and now I'm just kind of waiting on all the unlicensed people to be slowly picked up by code enforcement, and they're slowly trickling out now. And now it's anything that has a permit with concrete, we're landing all those bids. But the non-permanent work, like a rescreen or anything with screws, change out, or painting a cage, it's still just people that it came down from everywhere to help out with a storm are still here.
Well, exactly. The storm chasers, per se, right? Mm-hmm. So how easy is it to add on once you do have an enclosure?
So it kind of, the hardest part is going to be anything to do with zoning. So
right.
And the zonings aren't – it's like there's corner lots, and then there's different easements, and then it's right. Like, they're like, oh, well, you can't do it there. Well, I'm like, what about – you have to have steps there. And I'm like, okay. And then there's a whole bunch of fire code. It's like ideally you want to know what you're trying to do, because adding on sometimes you can't.
Right.
So that's
most people think it's just an easy job. Why can't you just add on? Right. But there's a lot more, like you mentioned, behind the scenes that, they need to get in touch with people like you because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst is when you get to a customer, they're already built into an easement. You're like,
ugh. Oh, you're like, oh yeah. Yeah. I heard my mom calling. I got to go.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm not going to be able to give you a bit.
There you go. So any last words for our listeners? Anything else you'd like to share?
No, and I would like the idea of like this podcast to reach out to local people. That was a good thing. I'm trying to do more of it, and hopefully it really helps out to give back to the community.
And that's it. You know, it's what it's all about, connected in community with local businesses and owners such as yourself. You know, pleasure to meet you. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more?
You just look us up on the internet, Gulf Coast Aluminum, or give us a call at 239-935-8575.
Perfect. Tommy, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, and thank you for being such a good neighbor.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.